We are live at Launceston here for RSN Central and Racing Pulse with Gareth Hall, Michael Felgate and Adam Hamilton, and we've got a couple of special guests. When I interviewed this lovely lady for the Friday lunch, we asked where she was from, and she told us she was from Penguin in Tasmania. And I've always wanted to do RSN Central live from Penguin. And since we're in Tassie, I think my dream might come true one day. And the Queen of Penguin joins us here, Raquel Clark. Hello, Raquel. Welcome back to RSN.
Thank you. It's nice to be here with you today.
Are you happy to be back home?
I am. I'm really happy to be back home. All my family and all my support crew is here, so it is really nice. If only the weather would be as nice as that is.
And we're joined by her great friend, and this lady hails from a famous Tasmanian racing family, the Rolls family. Erin Rolls, welcome to RSN.
Thanks for having me.
Erin, great to see you and Raquel. I know you're great mates, and both coming from racing families down here in Tassie. First of all, how is your dad, Terry? Because I know he's got a lot of fans in Tasmania and also Victoria who follow your dad, who is facing a really tough health battle at the moment. We got to speak to him at the Warrnambool Carnival last year. It was great that he could make it over. How is dad?
Yeah, my dad is great. People that know him will know that he is the most positive person that you would ever meet. So basically from his neck up, he's fantastic. From his neck down, not so great. He's lost a lot of mobility and movement, but he's definitely not letting that stop him. So we're going okay. Yeah.
So MND is unfortunately what he's been afflicted with. And as you said, he's so positive. He's still working.
He's still working 3 days a week. So he retrained as a nurse 8 years ago when he finished his training career, which has really been a good move for him. I don't know if he'd be able to still be training with some of the limitations he has now.
So he's gone from being a horse trainer to a nurse.
That's it.
Yeah. And a star horse trainer. Adam, you'd remember.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially the jumpers.
Yep, certainly was. Always, whenever he bobbed up over on the mainland, everyone stood up and took notice.
Raquel, how's your recovery going?
Yeah, it's going along really good. I actually just got the all clear to start some rehab in about a month's time. I just come back from South Australia. So my doctors were quite happy, which was really good. I was a little bit probably more negative than I have been because I just felt like not much had changed. You know, I'd been trying to improve so much and I'd gotten there, but I felt like the last month I hadn't improved as much. So they were really good. They were happy to tell me that I had improved still. And rehab's just around the corner for me to start doing some more normality things.
And Erin, you had a similar injury.
Yeah, I 13 years ago had a fall in a hunt, have a couple of little, I have a brain injury, so we're brain injured friends.
Yeah. We're actually so relatable and all this stuff.
So relatable. So memory between the two of us isn't a strong point, but we get through.
And have you been, Raquel, has Erin been great for your recovery? Because she told me last night, hopefully I'm not speaking out of school, but sometimes you get impatient with a brain injury and you need to be patient.
Yeah, you do. And patience was never one of the things I was good at anyway. So with this on top, it really does add a bit of extra pressure. And Erin has been great because, she's been there. She's done that. So it's been really good to have my friend right by my side through the whole thing.
You mentioned the rehab. So what does that entail now?
Yeah, look, it'll just be more, they're going to do some testing just to see exactly where my brain's at, and then it'll be a lot of activities like to do with my balance and my memory, and they just want to pinpoint some things so they can work on them harder. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Can you give us an insight? Because it's been such a tough road for you because you're at the peak of your powers. You know, your good mate Darlasan and other horses that you were riding as well. How tough has it been for you and not just the issues of losing your rides, but for you physically as well?
Yeah, look, my memory is probably my worst thing. You know, that really is a day-to-day struggle, and it really aggravates me a lot because I should know. I do know, but you don't know at the time. So, to be honest, watching Darlasan has probably helped me more than anything. You know, I love that horse, so the feeling every time I watch him run, it brings all the feelings and emotion back. So it's something I'm striving towards to get back to there. So, no, I do love watching him run at the moment. It is harder on the sidelines, so I'm not going to lie.
Do you miss him?
Don't miss him?
Yeah, do you see him most days? Can you
Yeah, well, I used to see him every day. He was the reason I sprung up out of bed. I remember when I come back from my Melbourne trip and knowing that I wasn't going to be back on him, I can guarantee you I didn't have the spring out of my step. I was late for work a couple of times. Instead of it being 5, it was probably 5:30. And yeah, but yeah, you know, he does. He just puts that spring in your step as a horse. He's lovely like that. So I do miss him, definitely.
The love of your life.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Chestnut one with four legs.
And he knows you, doesn't he?
Dallas.
Yeah, when you went and saw him, he remembered you.
And the girls say it too, that work with him every day. They're like, oh my God, if only he loved us as much as he loves you. Because every time he sees me, he really pricks the ears, and they say he puts his little stride about. So, yeah. Oh,
it's amazing the bond that you can have with certain horses. Why do you think you just clicked with him? How did he separate you from the rest?
Oh, he's got a beautiful action, to be honest. When you sit on him, you're like, you just melt. Yeah. You really do. You feel like you're floating on the clouds on him. But I'm not really sure, but the only way I can describe it to people is that every young girl that gets that first pony, the horse that makes them, you know, the horse that teaches them everything, he was sort of my thoroughbred that did that, so.
You must have been proud to watch your great friend do what she did over the last 12 months, especially winning that big race down the straight there at Flemington.
It's been amazing. It's a huge journey, because I still remember the day you told me you were going to become a jockey, and I was like, you're an idiot. And then even, you know, that first ride you had at Devonport where you won, like, it's the whole, there's been a lot of milestones for us both along the way. So, I think I did cry the day at Flemington. It was pretty amazing.
There's a couple of text messages coming through. Tell Raquel, if she's ever at the trots, I will shout her for the night. I was on Watch New when Raquel steered him to win the silver bowl in Singapore for Cliff Brown at $126.
Yeah. Wow. That's so good. We were the only female. She was the only mare, and I was the only female in the race, and it was such a good night. Yeah.
Do you think you'll get back?
Oh, gosh. I toss it up every day, to be honest. It's something that just crosses my mind all the time, because sometimes I can feel I'm completely going to get back. And then it's probably struggling with my family the most, in all honesty. Mm. My mum, I really don't feel like she's a fan of me going back, especially hearing what the doctors have to actually say when they, you know, when they put on the harsh words about it all. Mum's not too excited. Yeah. So, you know, I have got to keep them happy at the same time. So I think I've got a lot of months to think about it. So, but it definitely comes in my mind every day that I will, and it also comes that I won't as well.
Would you be a trainer? Would you stay in the industry if you don't come back?
Oh, I'd stay in the industry, definitely. I might try and get a job with you guys, mate. Yeah.
You're a natural.
There's a microphone already there.
My mum, who listens to us now and then, she fell in love with you when you were on our show, RSN Central. She thought you were an absolute star. She goes, Gareth, she'd be a perfect one to recruit. And that's without a word of lie. So there is a job for you if you want.
Take Gareth's show if you want.
I'm out of a job. But you're more than welcome to join us anytime on RSN. And Erin, you're working for Bogues?
Yeah.
The best beer in Tassie?
Partial, but I believe it's the greatest beer. Greatest beer, in Australia.
Just like north and south here, it's a hotly debated topic down here, Gareth.
Yeah. So more
we're in the Bogues camp today, aren't we?
We are definitely.
I pushed Michael in the lake and it didn't work. He came back uglier.
Gareth was hoping to come out with hair, but that didn't work either.
Hey, girls, have you got a tip for us today? What's the mail?
Well, I actually, in the cup, I really like Shady Hustle.
Okay.
For Stephen Lockhart with Bullet Mooku on board. I thought it was a really good run down in Hobart, and I know Bullant's really, really, really passionate, as all the jockeys would be, but Stephen Lockhart's a great bloke. I rode a lot for him when I was riding, and I just loved him. Like, it was so good to get instructions from him. He was so good when the horses got beat, and even when they shouldn't have, when he did ride them bad. He was a really good person, so I'll be definitely cheering that one home.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I think for me it has to be Glass Warrior in the cup. So John Blacker, Siggy Carr. It's wet. I don't want to be the stereotypical girl, but a wet day, a grey horse.
Yep.
I just kind of feel like it's, and my dad gave me a tip, so
perfect.
I'm going to go for that.
Now you have got.
Yeah.
say hello to your old man for us. And
I will do. I think he's listening. So.
Oh Terry.
Terry.
Yeah.
Aaron, you're a star. Thanks for introducing yourself there yesterday. Or Michael Sherlock introduced us to Aaron, and we're happy.
There were two men lurking at the back of a cocktail party last night, and
Gareth Hall was one of them.
I think you were with him.
All by a lonesome.
So a nice way to be described at a function, lurking.
It's not the first time he's been called a lurker.
Email.
It's a bit unfair, Aaron. thanks for coming on, Raquel. It's great to catch up with you, the pride of Penguin. And when we do our show, which I promise you we will do a show from Penguin, you'll have to be part of it.
Perfect. Sounds good to me.
Good luck with everything, Raquel.